The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to September 1994.
Somebody slam your glasses. The University Beer Steins.
Okay.
The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor. The University Beer Steins ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors and anybody we can grab on the street walking by.
Thanks, Edwin.
In an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWent, and today we have three of the regular panel and a special guest, and anybody else may be joining us momentarily. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department, Professor George Pickering.
Hey, pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, as always. On his right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Professor Kathy Bush.
Hello, Edwin, and I want this red vinyl bench in my office.
To go along with the red velvet carpeting.
I must have it.
Yes. I want it in the back seat of my car.
We will explain momentarily what we're referring
it's so
to
pretty.
Here. Across the table from Kathy, from the Department of History, and not a dean, not a chairman.
Nothing.
But a media star.
Not even tenured chairman.
A major media star.
On the Jackie Death Watch.
That's right. Professor Greg Sumner.
Thank you, Edwin. Can we hurry it up? I've got a meeting with my agent.
I know, well.
A.K.A. Gary.
Yeah, right. Yes.
I'll try. And on Greg's right, my left, from the Department of History, Department of English. She takes courses everywhere, and she works in the Learning Center. What's her official title?
Assistant Director of University Advising and Academic Services.
Moira Corbett.
But really, I was just washing cars outside, and they pulled me in.
We know that. Moira Cordell. And, of course, there he is, our very own Glenn Gould of the whatever that electronic machine is. Kevin Sajak.
Hello, Edwin.
Hello, Kevin. Good to see you made it. And that voice you hear in the background is Cece, our waitress, because, yes, folks, it's that time again.
Yeah.
We are coming
yes.
to you from Jordan's on the River.
Yes.
And if anybody
yes,
wants a cheeseburger.
That's right. Jordan's on the River, a neighborhood bar.
No, I didn't.
I did.
This is
I ordered a cheeseburger to lunch.
We're all trying to figure out who ordered what here.
I've got yours right here.
I'll have another club.
People tuned in to listen to this across the country, and they are having the treat of their lives. Anyway, we are at Jordan's on the River at Grand River and Finkel in Detroit, a neighborhood bar to end all neighborhood bars, the kind of neighborhood bar you've always looked for and rarely find. And you can sit here and watch the Grand River flowing right by you.
It is
it's a spectacular view
river.
Here. It's unbelievable. It's truly unbelievable.
It's like some spring flooding this year.
It's like exactly. We are here at the tolerance of Lonnie Pratzer, the manager, and Cece, our waitress, and we can't.
And hooray for both of them.
Yes, yay. Exactly.
That's right. She knows Father Henley.
Yes.
She's indeed blessed.
That's right. And having said that, and you'll hear more about this place as time goes on, we now begin this program, which, thank you, Kevin.
Awesome.
This is the show in which you ask questions, and we try to answer them, and if you stump the panel, you win something. And if you don't stump the panel, you win something, too. It's just that when you stump us, you get neat stuff, and when you don't, you get real dreck. We clean out our desks, and whatever we've got lying there, we send to you.
It can get really ugly.
It can get really ugly, exactly. And yeah. Especially if Greg has come from the hospital recently, errand of mercy, you don't even want to know what you can get.
Not for my treatment, I mean.
No, it's not for your treatment, exactly. Okay, on our last program, we were just in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it near the end?
It was right at the end
okay. of a set of questions from Renee Smith of Dearborn,
right.
Michigan.
Right. Yes, yes.
In which she was beating the hell out of the panel.
Yeah, she's going to get
was actually
going to
get the winner's package,
yeah.
if and when we ever do one. and her question was, in Arthurian legend, who was Merlin's mistress?
Hmm.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I mean, the version I heard as a kid, he didn't have one.
I know, you got the
I mean, come on.
Never talked about
I mean, I never heard about Merlin having a I would have thought
Although
better of him.
He was a magician, he could have done anything.
Well, all I can say is, I never would have, all I can say is a hint that I would not have expected it of the chairman of communication studies.
A Vivian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
That's right. Vivian was Merlin's mistress.
Oh, no.
The other choice was impossible.
We could only just whistle that thing.
That's right. And she says, hope was much fun for you as it was for me. Well, it was,
Send
Renee.
More.
Yeah, Renee
were great,
has
Renee,
won.
And you won.
Renee
yeah,
has
that's it.
Stumped the panel.
That's all.
We're done.
We're done.
We're done.
Bye.
With Renee.
Another club soda, please.
Sorry about that, but it's all over. Renee gets the winner's package. And just...
if anyone does.
That's right. Just wait
Save
a long
fries,
time,
Laura,
Renee.
Okay?
It will finally show up. Our next set of questions comes from... There must be a name on here someplace. Yes! Yeah. Nellie Haskins. My gosh, right at the front.
All right.
Okay.
Nellie Haskins from Neson City, Michigan?
I like her.
Neson
You City. Would. You would, Kevin. you know, I can tell by the handwriting she's just your type. You know. My neighbor, Bonnie Howard.
Same old story, Kevin. Does she like you?
Yeah. Well, anyway, Nellie's neighbor, Bonnie Howard, and Nellie selected these questions for entertainment. 15 out of 20 is passing, okay?
Okay.
Hey, fair, fair.
All right, all right. And they kind of wander all over the landscape, which is what we're used to.
Right.
Crawling
That's
all over.
We wandered our way here.
That's what our minds do, right?
Who was killed in an air crash over over the Congo on September 18th?
Dag Hammarskjöld.
Yeah.
Right.
Very good.
That's right.
The UN.
And what year was it, though?
1961.
61.
Right.
Okay.
1961. Yeah. How about that?
Those 60s.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Not to be confused with Dagmar.
Yes, definitely not to be confused with Dagmar. That's right.
Who was lost in another way.
Yes.
Mentally.
Who was the first woman to sit as a judge at the Old Bailey in London?
Hmm. Ooh.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
That couldn't have been Margaret
Her first name is, no, it's not Margaret Thatcher. She would have been the hangman, but first name is the name of a well-known flower.
Daisy.
No, that people try to grow like crazy.
Violet.
And never have much success with.
African
roses?
Except real rose.
Okay,
yes.
Rose.
Kathy's got it.
It's not like Rose McCauley. She didn't change professions or something, is it? No?
No.
Okay, good.
No,
Rosie.
No.
Rosie the judge?
Now the last name.
Rose the judge.
First syllable is the German for health or also salvation.
Oh, yeah.
The Germans don't have a word for that, Edwin.
It must be Heil.
That's right. Heil.
They use that word for everything.
They do. It's kind of the universal German
yeah.
term.
That's right.
The last term
One more syllable?
Is what happens to an infant when it makes its first appearance in the world, but as, as described by a dyslexic.
Heil, sir.
No, splot? What is it? What? Kevin. When a child is, for unto us a child is.
Born?
No.
Brawn.
Brawn.
No, Brawn.
Yes.
Brawn, yeah.
That's right.
I was thinking Heil Norm.
Rose
yeah, we knew
Heil
it.
Brawn. You
we
knew it.
It.
See,
yeah,
the panel's razor sharp minds just zeroes in on these questions.
We knew that.
It's truly amazing how they get this stuff.
Don't you like the way we baited you on that?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. You just toy with me
right.
all the time.
All the time. All the time. People think you're giving clues. We're actually baiting him.
Exactly.
You know, see how clever he can be.
In what model year did the Tucker automobile come out?
Whoa, 40 something.
It was in the 40s.
47.
You're so close.
Eight.
You're so close.
48.
48. That's right.
Okay.
1948.
My
invented
lifetime.
By Jeff Bridges.
She's gonna get.
She'll just get a package.
So
wrapped in brown paper.
That's
yeah.
Right. The name of which U.S. state comes from a Native American and means friends?
Oh, let's see.
A state?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a Midwestern state?
Oh,
Edwin?
Heavens no.
No.
It's a Western state, and it's a big one.
A big one?
Big one.
California.
Montana?
No, big
Colorado.
One.
Colorado.
No.
A really
You mean
big
Southwestern.
Southwestern.
Texas.
Texas, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Texas
right.
Texas means friend.
Wow. Do they know that down there?
No.
I think we should spread the word.
It comes from Tejas.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And what does Dallas mean, therefore?
Dead president.
There we go.
You know,
okay.
That's what that means. Jeez. Which bay separates South Padre Island from the mainland? What mainland?
Yeah. Texas. From Texas.
Texas. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Galveston.
No.
It's not Galveston Bay?
No.
Oh, dear.
No.
Well, Padre Bay.
No.
North
Think
Padre
of the opposite
Bay.
Of Padre.
Madre?
Well, Madre is part of it.
Okay, let's see.
Now,
Los Madros.
Madre is the second word. The first word is...
Last time I said Madre was on a subway platform.
What do you...
I almost got jumped. Okay? What? My sister told me, scream this at these people across the way, and they tried to kill me, okay?
What do you have around Venice?
What's
canals? Canals and something else.
Water.
Something else. No, some kind of body of water, a special name.
Canal. Well, no.
No, we've done canals.
No. And you're looking for a body of water?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. You got a lot of pigeons.
Yeah, really, I was going to say pigeons. That's all I remember.
Look, I'll give you half for this.
Okay.
It's Laguna.
Oh.
Laguna Madre.
Laguna Madre.
Ooh. Well, we didn't get that one.
Oh, no.
Well, you got half. You got Madre.
Okay, there we go. All right, all right.
We're not good on Texas questions.
That's right.
I need a fork, but anyway.
It's right here.
Oh, it is.
You got one.
Thank you. All right. In which U.S. city would one find the sixth floor? The sixth floor.
Is that the name of a building?
Well, it's the name of something in a building.
A book depository.
Exactly.
Dallas.
Oh,
no.
Dallas, Texas.
There's a theme here.
There's a fixation here.
Yes.
There's a
theme here. Okay.
An obsession.
How timely.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're taping this how timely, yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. This is being aired
in
November or something. But
oh, okay.
Anyway.
September or something.
November 22nd. Let's hope not.
Right. No. What is the official name of the Astrodome and in which complex is it located?
Well,
is it named after a person?
It's definitely in the Oedipus complex. That's where it is. Now, what was the rest of the question?
What's its name? What's its name?
The Hippodrome we're talking about?
The official,
about
no, the Astrodome.
Something,
the official name.
Yeah, the Astrodome.
Something County
mm-hmm.
Stadium, whatever Houston's county is.
You've got it.
Summit County?
Well, it's Harris County Domed Stadium. What an original name.
Yeah.
Versus the Harris County Undomed Stadium?
That's right.
Okay. HCDS, you know.
And it's located in Houston's, what is the big title for this whole complex?
Yeah. Convention Center.
Well, it's about as imaginative.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's see.
Okay. Civic Center.
The Dome Complex.
Well, you're so close now.
The
you're
Dumb so, Complex.
I'm going to have to give it to
I've
you.
I've got a complex.
In the Astro Domain.
The Astro Domain?
Yeah.
Love it.
It kind of reminds me of when I was a child, the town I grew up in, Wyandotte, Michigan, had a centennial. And they asked people to actually contribute their suggestions for the name of the centennial pageant.
Okay.
And the prize winner, the number one prize winner, was Wyandotte Centennial Pageant.
Oh, my.
That's sheer description.
Inspiring.
I love it. No, that's good.
The creativity
good.
Is just oozing from Wyandotte.
Pageant, Edwin?
Pardon?
Was there a queen of that pageant?
Yes, but it was a Polish name, and I couldn't pronounce it.
She was Miss Blatt on Wyandotte?
No, but he did graduate, though. From
I did.
Okay.
I did.
All right.
That's
he
right.
has a degree.
That's right. And left.
And that man is a high school graduate.
That's right. Does it get hot in the Astrodome?
No.
Climate control.
That's right.
Has to be.
Everything is controlled in Texas.
In fact, it's the world's first air-conditioned dome stadium.
Ooh.
How about that?
See that?
Okay, now Nellie switches to art and film.
Thank God.
Oh, good.
Okay. Magruder.
No.
Keeping with the
Zapruder.
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 Who cares?
Of what did Toulouse-Lautrec die?
Syphilis.
Yes. Plus alcoholism and general excess. But
well, yeah, general excess.
What was that question from the audience?
Is that a break? Hey!
We can't read. He's trying to give us a signal.
Oh, it's time for a break.
We can't read it.
All right. It's time for a break.
Okay.
Well, we'll take a break. And as we take a break, we will simply tell the audience again that we are broadcasting from beautiful downtown Redford, which is actually Detroit. I know it's Detroit. So is Redford. Detroit, you know, Redford doesn't exist.
Redford's
in for the state of mind.
Okay.
But they probably have a beauty pageant.
I'm certain they do. They disguise themselves as something else. Anyway, we are at Jordan's on the River, at the intersection of Grand River and Fenkel, on the west side of Detroit, and we are here at the Sufferance, of Lonnie Pratzer, the manager, and Cece, our bartender and gracious hostess.
All right.
And if you're in the neighborhood, come on down. And if you're not in the neighborhood, come on down anyway. You'll like it here. They'll like it that you've come.
That's right.
Everybody will be happy.
Right. Oh, we're Mom, back. Dad,
I'm sweet. That's right. We're back with our questions from Nellie Haskins of Neson City, Michigan, on art and film.
Right.
Oh, we're
Mom,
back.
Mom, Dad, I'm sweet.
That's right. We're back with our questions from Nellie Haskins of Neson City, Michigan, on art and film.
Right. The last one was about syphilis. But
syphilis.
All right.
Well, yeah, so we know the theme here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which of the following did Edgar Degas not do? Serve in the Franco-Prussian War, become an honorary member of the Royal Scottish Academy, or change his last name?
B.
C.
C.
Wrong.
Well, then.
It was A?
A.
No.
B. I said B.
He did all of them.
Wrong.
He did all of them.
That's right.
Trick
question.
Not appreciated by the panel.
Cheat.
So... He served in the Franco-Prussian War.
In 1870, he became an honorary member of the Royal Scottish Society in 1911.
A Scottish philosopher.
And
how
his
intriguing.
Dean kept that secret for many, many months.
I thought he was
and
a
he changed his last name from Degas with a small d to Degas with a big D.
Mm. Wow.
That's not a real change.
He was a real radical. Okay.
Come on. That's not a real change.
The war must have really affected him.
Well, it did. You know. Had a profound effect on him, obviously. Who directed The 7-Year Itch?
Billy Wilder.
That's right, Billy Wilder. Very good. All right.
Wilder.
Oh, Wilder. He was from Vienna.
Yeah,
right?
he was from Vienna, yeah. And made these stupid movies. We are forced to watch and write essays on. But I don't know why we are doing this. I'm carried away. I'm thinking of a former student. Anyway.
She wanted the good grade.
She wanted good grade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good grade. Yeah.
No work, good grade.
No work, good grade. Yeah. History questions. Who led the army in taxicabs into the first Battle of the Marne in World War I?
Ooh.
A very dumb person.
Yes, yeah. An extremely dumb person.
Was it French or English?
Neither.
Neither, really?
American?
Well, he was probably French, but he has an Italian name.
Oh, my.
Oh, what a pity.
Although it's probably Italian, you know.
They weren't on our side at that point, though, were
in
they?
In World War I?
No.
They were on our side.
But no, they started off not and then later joined
in. Oh, that's
in.
Right. They changed their
that's
mind.
That's right.
They switched.
We're silly.
Oh, is this a name we would possibly ever
no.
have heard of,
of
in,
course
a,
not.
In okay. any
does
other
does it end in a vowel?
You, no, it, yes, it does end
oh,
in a vowel.
Oh, okay.
An I. I knew that.
Is it an Ellie?
No.
Benedetti.
Panini?
No. It ends with an N-I.
Ends with
an N-I. Now, what do you call those big Spanish sailing ships?
Galleon?
Galliani.
All right, we got it.
Close enough.
All right.
Very
you got it.
Well,
we didn't get it. You got it. Yeah, that's true.
I've said that, yeah.
Ah, Kevin strikes again.
Thank
yes.
you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin, our little patriotic bit. Who was born Bessie Wallace Warfield?
Wallace Best Simpson.
Truman.
Exactly. Kathy is right.
Wrong.
That's right.
She had a couple married names, though.
She has
Harry Truman.
And then it has Bessie Windsor, the first Bessie
Harry
Windsor.
Harry Truman started out as a Bessie. Well, what
yeah.
a shock.
You know.
The war changed him profoundly.
Who shot Senator Huey Long on September 8th, 1935?
I think Roosevelt did.
Yeah, really?
No.
No? Oh, sorry.
Was it Father Coughlin? Oh,
no, it was not Father Coughlin. It was not Shepard Strudwick either, although he did it in the movie.
Francis Perkins.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No.
It's nobody I know.
That's right, it is. It's nobody you know.
Was it somebody who was like
a Louisiana
white trash
person.
Name, like Bobby Lee, Bobby Joe?
Bubba.
Billy Bob.
Dr. Carl A. Weiss.
Wow.
Weiss.
Not in that
guy.
Part of the world.
No,
that's true.
He was why is this?
Who invented the helicopter?
Boy.
Da Vinci.
No. He probably designed one.
He designed one.
Yeah.
Who invented it?
I know it goes back to ancient times, but I
yeah, invented it.
Well,
yeah, really.
It was probably an Egyptian, I know. But
no,
it was an Egyptian. We know this.
But after the Egyptian secret had been lost, who rediscovered
it?
Back to it, yeah.
First name is the name of the unofficial apostle.
Mary.
Or the 13th apostle.
Ruth?
Mary Magdalene?
The 13th apostle.
Oh, oh, oh.
Paul.
Paul.
Okay.
Paul.
Last name is where we sometimes would like a member of the panel who isn't here to go and stand in.
Oh, we can't say that on the air, Edwin. But.
Corner.
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 Paul Corner.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfairly overlooked in the books, I'm afraid.
I think so. I think so.
What
is the capital of the Northwest Territory?
It's no longer the Northwest Territory,
I know.
Though.
I
See?
Know.
Well, you know.
But when it was the Northwest Territory.
Yellowknife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Hey,
I
it's in Canada.
The Canuck strikes again.
I
there
am
it is.
Stunned. Yellowknife.
Pierre Trudeau, call me. Oh, I'm sorry.
My gosh, that is amazing.
Oh, no, my father was there.
Oh.
That's how I know it. They were testing tractor equipment up in the Northwest and Yukon territories, and he would write us these letters that it was 75 below zero and things.
Oh, wow.
Without the wind chill.
Your father's had an interesting life, hasn't he?
Yeah, really. We have five children, I'd go to the North.
He would do anything to get away from those kids.
Not bad.
Even
he'd come home and say, Betty, here's my laundry. I'm headed back to Yellowknife.
Who designed the Sydney Opera House?
Oh, let's see, architects. It sounds like someone like Sylvia Pye, is it?
It's a great architect, whoever
he
it is.
He was Danish.
Oh, Danish.
Sirinen?
No. No.
It's like, what's
but
his name?
Sirinen is Danish, isn't he?
Yes, he's
oh.
also.
Okay.
That exhausts my or someone like Danish
that,
architect.
No.
Did you have a name with a bunch of umlauts
well,
on
I'm probably, it? Well, I'm probably mispronouncing this, but I'm trying to give a clue.
Okay.
What's the opposite of lights out? What's the opposite of lights out?
Lights on.
That's right. You got
it.
It's probably pronounced lits on, but anyway, it's
okay.
L-I-T-Z-O-M.
Very, who's going to know?
Who's going to know? Only the Danes, and they don't listen to this program anyway, so what do we care? What's the claim to fame of Sir Robert Alexander Watson Watt?
Light bulb.
No.
What? Electricity. Something.
No. No.
The steam engine.
No.
No, that was James Watt.
1935. He invented something in 1935.
Mr. Watt did?
The
Sir Robert Alexander Watson Watt.
Watson Watt.
My goodness.
He hit the Xerox.
The cheeseburger and the onion rings have just arrived.
Okay.
It's something you buy devices in your car to avoid.
The Fuzzbuster.
He didn't invent the Fuzzbuster.
Oh, radar.
Radar.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
Oh. Yes. Yay.
Invented the first practical radar. That's right. Moira Cordell brought her entire fan club with her.
Just part of the fan club.
No, that's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. And their friends.
What is gouache?
Who?
Goulash.
Goulash. G-O-U-A-C-H-E.
It's nothing I do.
It's gauche misspelled.
No, it's not gauche misspelled. It's an artistic term.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, where's
goulash.
Sarah when we need her?
I know. Sarah's home doing chairman type
anything
things.
Anything to do with goulash, like a mixture of some sort?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh.
It is a non-transparent watercolor that lets the painter obtain oil painting effects.
No kidding.
Correct. Correct.
Close.
You know that?
Well,
because that's news to me.
Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3.
We win.
4
and a half. Don't forget that half.
4.
Point.
I'm counting the halves. 4. All right. She wanted you to get 15 out of 20. You got 16 out of 20.
All right. Yes. Wow.
We rule.
You won. Okay.
Damn,
we're
past that one.
We're really sorry, Nellie, but, you know.
No, we're not.
Try again.
You will receive the non-winners package, which consists of all kinds of amazing stuff.
We're not sorry at all.
Found in desks. Our next set of questions comes from Eric Siltzamlieber.
Oh, wow.
We've heard from him before. He is a strange young man.
Get a life, Eric.
Yes, well, Eric's trying to. His idol is Robert Del Valle, and he is...
Everyone has to have an idol.
And he wants you to answer questions about famous naval battles.
Oh, Mary, save us.
This is not the guy from Flint.
Okay.
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, he always sending questions about battleships.
Really?
And,
what is the marking on the USS Enterprise on the back stern of the ship?
That's right. That's right.
Right.
And what kind of paint was used, and how much did it cost in 1949?
Right.
A crushing defeat of a massive Turkish fleet here by the forces of Don John of Austria is going to the war, representing Spain, Venice, Genoa, Malta, and the Papal States, ensured that the Mediterranean would not become a Muslim lake. What was the name of that battle?
Let's see. Battle of the Infidel.
No.
Darn.
No.
Wow.
What years are we talking about here, Edwin? Can you?
It's 1571.
Lepanto.
Yes! A voice from the wilderness.
Love the
audience. A voice from the wilderness.
All right.
Lepanto. Very good. Give that woman a tomato juice, and I'll tell you, she uses all inhibitions.
Here you go.
Okay. What is the name given to the naval victory of Lord Hoare, H-O-U-R-E?
Who cares?
But she was certainly a sweetheart. Over the French, which was fought over 400 miles out in the Atlantic. This was in 1794. It has a typical British kind of name. It's a stupid, in other words.
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
Dog's tooth.
Dog's tooth? No. I will have to give this to you.
Please
because
do.
This was the year, this was the century in which they were doing numbers, like the 45. You know, Bonnie Quince Charlie came. This is the glorious 1st of June.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And it's coming up close, kids, so mark it down.
There's your Brits.
The glorious.
Thank you, Kevin. The glorious 1st of June. During the last phase of the American War of Independence, the English lost local control of the seas at this battle involving 43 major ships and over 29,000 men.
Are there exclamation points on there?
No. I'm just trying to dramatize it.
So a sea battle during the Revolution.
That's right. That's right. Now the site of a very, very long bridge that in the summer people wait for hours to get across.
Was that in the Florida Keys?
No, it's in the mid-Atlantic states.
Mm. In Delaware?
Well, it's near there.
Bridge across Chesapeake Bay.
That's exactly
it. Oh, what is that?
There you go.
Chesapeake.
Our Battle of Chesapeake Bay.
Oh.
1781. Okay. Cornwallis quit. Thank you, Kevin, again.
It's a great bridge, by the way.
And I'm just being told by this man waving his arms wildly in the air that that's all the time we have today.
Oh, no.
So we have to return to these questions from Eric Seltzam-Lieber on our next program.
Yay.
In the meantime, let me thank the panel, Professor George Pickering, Professor Kathy Bush,
yep.
Professor Greg Sumner, and our special guest, Moira Cordell,
soon
to be a professor in her own right somewhere. As the Professor is transcribed at Jordan's on the River, which has no relationship to the University of Detroit Mercy campus, As the Professor is produced by Pete Eldred. Our technical director is Paul Anders. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next week, this is your host, Edwin DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason. Our summertime journey through the Ask the Professor archives continues next week. So please plan to join us.